if the earth had fallen to the ocean and it was lifted up by the time of Varahadev, then were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu born on earth, or were they living on earth or were they elsewhere? See, as far as the Bhagavatam's narrative is concerned, I have not seen any specific statement of geographical location in the 7th canto, in that pastime. So, we cannot make any definitive statement based on the Bhagavatam itself. But overall, if we see the Bhagavatam's cosmology, it is clear that there is the earthly planetary system, there is the heavenly planetary system, there is the lower planetary system. And the demons don't usually live on the earth. And it is clear that Prahlada Maharaj also says that, you know, I was born in Asurakul. So he's saying Hiranyaksha has the Asuri mentality. He's also Asurakul. He's born of Aditi. So Diti and Aditi, they are two wives of Kashyap Muni, and they have two sons who are Adityas and Daityas, and they have their different abodes. So it's unlikely from the point of view of Bhagavatam cosmology that at that time Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were living on the earth. Because if we consider from their own home is also a very powerful place. The Adityas also, they are also heaven, they are also like gods. They are not godly in their disposition, but in their power, they are like gods. So they don't have to live on the earth. They have their own abode, which is also very powerful. And by that time, we say Hiranyaksha was also very powerful, and he had conquered many kings, and he could even have been living in heaven. But the point is, as far as the inference we can make, it's unlikely that it was on earth. And literally speaking, since the earth had fallen to the ground and Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu had fallen somewhere, Hiranyakashipu was still there. So obviously that pastime was not happening on the earth. And now, according to some Sthala Puranas, they have cases where, you know, Ahobilam was the place where Hiranyakashipu was living. There was a palace. Or some people say it was in Pakistan and Peshawar. So now these Sthala Puranas, as far as they are concerned, you know, we don't have to get into the factuality of things over there. When Prabhupada came to Ahobilam and they wanted to ask him, Prabhupada, you know, they say that Narasimha Dev appeared over here. Prabhupada, ito Narasimha, parato Narasimha, yato yato yama, yato Narasimha. Prabhupada replied, Narasimha is here, he is there, he is everywhere. So Prabhupada was non-committal about the specific historicity of the occurrence of the Narasimha Leela over there. So we have to understand that Leela is not just a historical or a geographical event. Leela is also an eternal event which can happen at different times in different places. So we don't have to challenge those who say that Narasimha Dev appeared over here. But we don't have to reduce Narasimha Dev's appearance or Hiranyakashipu's staying to a particular place only. As far as the Bhagavatam is concerned, it's unlikely that that particular pastime happened on the earth. Since the earth had fallen, and since Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were already powerful demons who had their own abodes. So it's unlikely that they were living on earth.